Welcome to the brand new Prickly Pear podcast, where we're chatting with creative people who are making art at the crossroads of different artistic media. For those of you who don't know, this is a Blue Cactus Press podcast, and I am the host, Christina Butcher, and this is our very first episode. Today, we are taking it all the way back to where we got our first start, where we finally put some roots down in the literary community here in Tacoma, and we are chatting with the Creative Colloquy founder, Jackie Casella. Hi, Jackie.
Thanks for having me. Hello.
Yes. We are going to talk about some squishy stuff today, and this episode's theme is the shit you don't know about Creative Colloquy.
Oh, that sounds intense.
It is. We've got some things to set straight here, folks. But first, we're just going to ask Jackie a couple questions about herself. Jackie, can you please tell people what you do in your free time? Not your free time. No. Jackie, will you please tell people what you do for a living?
For a living, I'm actually professionally, I bartend. Mm-hmm. I sling the boozes.
She does.
And I'm also a freelance writer.
Okay.
So free time is kind of non-existent, but I like it that way. It gives me things to do.
How do you squeeze Creative Colloquy in? When does that happen?
Odd hours.
Just sometimes
in the middle of the night, I will send out random emails to people and harass them to come read or submit.
Jackie says harass, she means she sends you a very polite message that's like, hi guys, can you help me please?
Hey, are you interested? And usually people accept the challenge as an invitation. Rarely do people just ignore me outright, but it happens.
Every now and then.
That's fine.
Whoever you are out there, we're coming at you.
I just won't send another email. I'm sorry. I'm very apologetic on the inside when I do that. Yeah, just plug away whenever I can. Mm-hmm. I fit it in. Usually I have like a maniac, almost 9-year-old and 4-year-old.
I can attest to this, but they're good maniacs.
They are good maniacs. So if anyone's like, why doesn't Jackie ever pick up the phone when I call her? That's why.
Well, you're basically a millennial and you have the same phone anxieties that the rest of us do. Let's be honest there.
Don't pick it up. Yeah. Like, just text me. There's nothing so important.
Don't call my phone, please.
Don't have to call me ever. Don't do it.
So we have the inside scoop because we know you in real life. No big deal. We just hang out with Jackie.
We're homies.
Can you tell people a little bit about this book that you have in the works?
Personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, it's so hard to talk
about. Not Creative Colloquy, the Jackie Fender special, Jackie Casella special.
It feels like such a failure because I've been working on it forever.
What is it? What's this book about?
It is a cocktail book.
Okay.
And it is a collection of recipes that I've kind of came up with over the last several years. And Tales from the Rail, as I say, which is just weird shit that's happened in my life as a bartender, things that I've witnessed or weird dynamics that come up often. There's a chapter about that one time the bar I was working at was on fire and all of the regulars were like, keep pouring the booze. Oh, and I thought, good. This is how I'm going to go. I'm going to die in this stupid divey bar. This is going to be it.
Okay. And it's Tales from the Rail. Is that a title or?
Working title is White Girl Wasted.
Oh, even better. Yes.
Recipes and musings from some chick.
I am excited about this.
I don't know why I decided to go with White Girl Wasted. It delights me so. Like the phrase delights me so much.
Sorry, white girls out there in the world. You'll get over it.
It's fine.
Actually, you probably
They understand. They're like, it's true. It's a special kind of wasted that only we can do.
Okay. Shwasted, perhaps.
Shwasted. So fun.
All right. So I'm going to ask Jackie one of our first squishy questions. And here it goes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Almost started stretching in preparation for this.
Emotional stretching. So ready.
So here's my first question. Everyone always assumes there's a dude behind CC or some huge team of people, but there's not. Jackie, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there is a huge team of people now.
You're right. There's a team
Which is a little surreal to me sometimes that there are, like, people kind of came out and were like, this is super rad and I want to help. And I was like, what? I don't know how you can help. I think it's a natural inclination for people to think that some intellectual dude started a literary group that has somehow been as successful as it is. Like, the community that we've built is really impressive. And I often say magical because I don't know what makes it so good. it's just amazing. And it has been from like the get-go. Mm-hmm. It's been really impressive. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, people are like, well, obviously, a really smart dude did this.
Clearly only men start things.
Of course. Women don't do things that don't have to do with, like, childbearing or mm-hmm. their baking. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. But I think that's just kind of a natural thing, especially when CC started, mm-hmm. we were really dude-heavy. Like, okay. it was a lot of writer dudes mm-hmm. and a couple of us ladies. So, you know, it was just kind of like, why would they assume that one of the ladies that was present in the room was the one that kind of called everyone to action?
This also kind of leads in to the second thing that happens. So people are always like, oh, where's this guy? And then Jackie shows up and then they're like, oh, it's you. And you're like, oh, yeah, motherfucker, sure, it's sure me.
Hello.
How do you address that when everybody's looking around for somebody else?
I just roll with it, honestly. I'm unapologetically like, yep, not what you expected. I know. And I'm a little awkward and goofy too. So, you know, then we have people that are coming like, oh, where's, you know, even if they accept the fact that there is a woman behind this. Mm-hmm. I've had conversations where obviously I don't know what they were looking for, but mm-hmm. it wasn't this like, hey, you know, like Shooter McGee, like, sup, this is our thing. It's super fun. And they're like, oh.
Shooter McGee is a really good way to explain your presence, actually.
It's very, it's good. You know.
A lot of finger guns.
I think it's a lot of like, pew, pew, I'm just here to slay. My oldest daughter likes to say I'm like a really obnoxious My Little Pony. And I was like, that's not
I don't
wrong.
Think obnoxious, but I could see My Little Pony. I don't think I spent enough time in my childhood with My Little Pony to really
My Little Pony nowadays is like super rad.
It is. They're it came back.
Of all the pop references. All the yep. It's kind of brilliant.
I also wanted to chat with you about how in the hell CC has made it through 4 venue changes in the last 3 years.
We're on our third venue.
Okay. Our third official venue.
Third official venue. Yep. And then we went through 2 in Olympia.
Most organizations don't really make it through a venue change very well.
It's scary.
It is.
Yeah, because sometimes you kind of think that like maybe people mm-hmm. are coming for the space and not necessarily for like the stories or the yeah. or the people. So I think it's a testament to the community that shows up to CC because it doesn't matter where we're at. They find us. It's like a victory, but also kind of heartbreaking to be like, we've outlasted 2 cafes.
Yeah, and they've been beautiful cafes. Yeah,
like wonderful owners, beautiful spaces, mm-hmm. like providing platforms for people in the community that want to do yep. things. So it's unfortunate to say that we've lost those homes. Mm-hmm. I'm still mourning B Sharp. I just loved the space. Yeah. And when I started CC, I was like, oh, this is the space. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to do this. And then it was gone. I don't know mm-hmm. if anything's ever going to feel as good as B Sharp did. Mm-hmm. I feel like our new venue will be very, it'll be a really good home.
And can you tell people what the new venue is?
So it's going to be Honey at Alma Mater.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's fancy.
It's a super rad space. And like their vision, I mean, the space is huge. It has the lounge. It has the cafe. It has the green space. Their vision is to provide a space for creatives to kind of connect and mm-hmm. create in like all under one roof. So it's really in line with supporting the creative community the way that we want to. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be good.
And you can still get beer there.
There's still That's beer, guys.
Pretty important. I don't know if we've had a venue where you cannot get a stiff drink.
I have had people say, well, why don't you have it at a place where people don't feel maybe obligated to buy mm-hmm. a refreshment, which I understand. But I also feel like for me, and maybe this is like my industry roots, like as a bartender, mm-hmm. that connection happens over food and drink. Like that's Absolutely. It has for decades. Like that's just how generations of people have, you know, been like, come, mm-hmm. eat and drink with me.
Break bread.
You know, otherwise I just feel like if we're just sitting in a room and just listening to stories, it feels mm-hmm. a little more like kind of stiff and less warm and friendly.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Honey's got a couple of different ways to get in and out of the space without maybe interrupting the mm-hmm. presenter, which is something CC hasn't had.
It hasn't. You've always had to
tiptoe.
Kind of tiptoe aside where you can see. So people are watching the mm-hmm. reader and then you look to the right and they're like, bye, see you later, person leaving early. Yep.
Or you kind of do that thing where you like squish your arms to your sides and try to walk out sideways as if people won't see you, but like, they do.
But I see you. Yeah. You're not invisible. Mm-hmm. The stage is kind of set in a way where like people can enter and exit literally without feeling like they're disrupting anything, which is going to be really beneficial and less distracting. I mean, you can be watching the show and kind of in the story and not feel like you have to detach from that because someone came in or out. Because people, you know, have to leave early sometimes.
Like, they've got lives to live.
Yeah, and that's okay. We're never like, oh, you can't come in for part of the show. You have to stay. You have to commit. No,
commit to us.
Commit.
We are your long-term relationship.
Forever. Your family? Nah. You know, if you want to catch little tidbits of stories, do that. So I think this will definitely be really good for that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you get so many authors and artists to work together every year for things like the crawl and the book?
That's a mystery.
How? That's a shit ton of people, Jackie.
It is a shit. It is a shit ton of people. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
Honestly, like, it's very strange because CC in and of itself, like, we're filling a room full of writers who are by nature introverts.
Absolutely.
You know, we're like
barely functioning in public.
Out, exactly. Yes. Like, crawl out from behind your screens. Yep. And come hang out with a bunch of other folks that are crawling out from behind their screens and share your stories. It'll be fun. And it is fun. So really, like, I think we just put it out there. I continue to just kind of put it out there and show up and see what happens. In the very beginning, the first CC was kind of one of those things, like, we talked about it for so long. Like, a group of writers were like, it would be so cool. God, that would be cool. Wouldn't it be cool? Where when I finally was like, I'm going to pay someone to make a logo and I'm going to make a website and I'm going to, like, do this event. You guys have to show up, right? We've been talking about it for so long.
You're going to show up to my party, guys, right?
I'm like, will you read a story? Will you submit a story? And they were like, yeah. Everybody was all in, you know, the kind of the core group of people that have been talking about it. They showed up and they submitted their stories. And it just so happened that, like, everybody else did too. I think the timing was really good. I think people were filling a void.
It's kind of amazing though when you think about the audience and the people who are participating and you put it in perspective of the crawl that we do every year. And for those of you that don't know, the crawl, it's not a literary crawl because we're not allowed to say literary crawl because some assholes in Seattle.
Crawl.
Lit crawl. There
it's
we go.
Trademarked.
They trademarked that. Whatever. But we essentially go around town. I think there were like 9 venues last year. There's readings on the hour, every hour for the night. And generally there's an after party where you'd be surprised. Some people can get down. I'm not going to name names, Jack Cameron. No names, though. Not
no
you,
names.
Jack. Remember the lamp.
He can't remember the lamp.
Yes. But so, yeah, it's this crazy pub crawl literary event filled with people who are having a very hard time sometimes being extroverts. How do you activate these people? How do you convince them to not only go attend these, but to be a reader at this?
I think you'd have to ask them why they say yes.
Okay.
Because everything I do, I'm like, it doesn't hurt to ask. So I'm always like, I'm just going to put it out there. Worst case scenario, someone's going to say no or ignore me, which is fine too. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to take it personally. And then I move on. I'm amazed at how often people accept the invitation like as a challenge. They're like, okay, all right, I'm going to do it. Cool. And I'm like, awesome, that was easy. Thank you for making that so easy. So it's really just a lot of, like, just reaching out. And I think our vision and, like, what we're all about resonates with people. I mean, I think they're just down with it. So it's easy for them to maybe get out of their comfort zone.
Okay.
And commit. Do it.
All right. Cool.
Bare their souls.
But on that note, let's talk about the people that make up CC. Get real squishy, guys.
I love those people.
There are some amazing people. But in the past, and maybe over the last year or so, CC has been called out a few times for having a lack of diversity. Can you talk a little bit about that? Are you addressing that? Is that a thing? Tell us more. Help us understand.
So I think it is a thing. I think it's become less of a thing with time. Like I said earlier, when we started, it was a lot of older white dudes. And I addressed that very early on. Like an awkward person at the microphone, and I was like, this is a sausage fest, and I love all of my writers, but like, get my ladies up here because We need your voices. We want to hear from you.
Well, and when you're in Tacoma, you don't just see a bunch of old white dudes.
You just don't.
I mean, unless you just hang out in the North End and you don't go anywhere
Even
else.
Then, I don't see a lot of old white dudes. You know what I see in the North End?
Tell us.
Because I live over there. I see a lot of dads pushing strollers.
Yeah, but they're not like
loads of
hot
them.
Dads. They're just like
They're just dads. Dads. Yeah. But it's just weird. I'm like, where are all the moms? Husbands that they've crafted.
The Tacoma like, Stepford husbands.
They've got their Starbucks and their stroller.
Hey, if somebody is going to take care of that in the world, let Tacoma be it.
Let Tacoma be it. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. I totally sidetracked you there. Lack of diversity in CC. Where
yeah,
are the brown
so
people?
So I think that's a great question. I ask myself that all the time. And I think, okay, you know, we got the ladies out.
Mm-hmm.
So a prominently white group.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I think that when we started at Black Kettle is when mm-hmm. we really started to see more diversity.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's because of who were patrons of the cafe mm-hmm. or what, but I don't know exactly how to address it, though, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't necessarily put out a call and be like, hey, people of color, I just want your stories.
Well, you can, actually.
We could.
You could.
God knows the backlash. I'm going to be like, why do you only want people of color stories? I got in a Twitter argument with a gentleman over this. I was like,
that's for Trump. We say yeah, Twitter some, arguments.
Sometimes
for Trump.
I know. I'm like, what is wrong with you? He's like, my stories count too. It should just be off of merit. And I'm like, shut up. Just shut. Like, you obviously are missing the point here. So just carry on. Go
with. So is it something you feel is still an issue, or do you think it's something that is working itself out in the universe?
I think it's working itself out in the universe.
Okay.
I think it's kind of been, you know, a slow, like, people are like, oh, you guys are rad. I mean, you're white, but you're rad. I like you all right. I don't know. It's been a slow kind of build.
Perhaps it has something to do with tapping into a wider audience outside of your own social network. Or the social networks mm-hmm. of people that kind of took part in incubating CC a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I think the change now is that we have a much larger team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each person that's part of the CC squad goes mm-hmm. out to other events and they talk to their network.
Yep.
So that circle is widening. Whereas, like, okay. the core of CC, like, when we started, was a very small group.
Mm-hmm.
that had submitted to a creative magazine that was around for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a very short period of time where we kind of built, you know, this handful of relationships mm-hmm. that kind of sparked why CC was started. And from there, you know, we've gotten volunteers that, you know, our network's much wider and people are hearing about us in different ways, mm-hmm. I think. So that makes a difference.
So with this wider network, mm-hmm. more volunteers, new venue, are there any big events coming up this year that are also different? There's a lot of new things for CC.
A lot of new things.
What have you got hidden in the works for
us? You know, sometimes I don't even know until it happens.
Amen to that. She is not lying.
It's true.
Yeah.
And they're like,
but that's
wait,
part of the beauty of it.
We're going to do this thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay. The call for submissions for our fifth annual print publication will be released shortly.
How shortly?
Within the month.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
Look at that. Okay.
It was actually one of those things that the time kind of got away from me, and I was like, oh, we've got to do that. It's time. It's time mm-hmm. to do it right now. We have our annual CC Summer Soiree.
That's happening on August 13th.
August 13th. It'll be happening at the Green Space at Alma Mater.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be pretty much like a big, huge patio party.
And this is going to be open to the public, guys, so make sure you get out there, even if you don't like CC, which I don't know people that don't like CC. And if I
CC?
Do, don't come around me.
We're
don't
not,
do.
We're not friends.
It's over. But come out there, buy some drinks, even if you don't participate in anything except for going to the bar and getting a drink. Those tips are going to go towards CC.
Absolutely.
And Miss Casella herself will be bartending. Am I right?
I'm going to be slinging drinks.
Slinging the booze.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, there's nothing else I can contribute to this entire event. If I get people drunk, I'm in.
Done. Done and done.
Perfect. Yeah. So that'll be pretty fantastic.
So what's going to be happening at the summer soiree? What is it?
It's kind of one of those, like, it's a fundraiser presented in a way where we're here to celebrate our community. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to connect with everyone that you're not necessarily cool. talking to at regular CC events mm-hmm. because we're there to kind of, like, share and listen and, be present in the moment. And, you know, the 15-minute intermission isn't necessarily enough time to, like, connect.
True.
So it's an opportunity to just be social.
Cool.
Hang out with each other. There will be live music provided by Sister Madam.
Woop, woop, woop,
woop, woop. Which I'm really excited. I actually keep listening to them on my phone. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good.
I ran into them at a show at Second Cycle. And I completely fangirled and embarrassed myself. And I had to run away in the middle of a conversation because I just kept saying, I love you guys.
I love you.
You're so good.
How much booze was involved in that conversation?
None.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Well, okay. Honestly, I was at 11's beforehand, eating my veggie tacos. So there was some booze prior. But Sister Madam's amazing.
Yeah. They're fantastic. I'm really excited to see them live. We'll have live readings.
Live readings. Do you know who's reading yet?
We'll have Michael Heflinger,
Woo!
Who's phenomenal.
I do love me some Hef in my life.
I just like, and Jonah Barrett.
Oh, he's just...
Honestly, like those two dudes, like I could just listen to them all day. They're pretty good. Great. They're just good storytellers. They're highly entertaining each and every time.
And there's a blind date with a book, right?
Blind date with a book. Cool, cool. So we'll have some local authors that donated books to CC for the cause.
Cool.
We're going to wrap those babies up. There will be cocktails. Mm-hmm. It is a no-host bar, which is a first time for a summer soiree.
So bring your cash, guys.
Bring your cash. I'm going to sling some drinks. And then the chef there, Kyle Nook, is going to just make a big old spread.
Awesome.
For your dining needs.
All right. And is there anything else, Jackie, that you want to set the record straight about before we sign off today?
Is there something I should set the record straight about?
These eyes I'm giving you, they don't mean anything.
I don't even
know.
Genuine
question.
Is there?
I feel like there I don't know. Maybe you guys listen to this. Well, they've already listened to this.
Listen, you're listening.
You tell us. If you have questions for Jackie, send them to Blue Cactus Press. We'll get those posted and we'll see if we can't convince her to answer more squishy questions.
I will dodge them.
She might,
These weren't that squishy. It's fine.
They weren't. There were only a couple that were really squishy. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Jackie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks
for our inaugural episode.
Woo! I dig it. I appreciate it. I feel kind of special right now.
Oh, I just love me some Jackie. Okay. Getting weird. We're signing off. Check you guys later.
Bye.